Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go.
There we are.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another weekly edition of Shredding Social with Josh Pitts and the devilishly handsome Joe Wilson. Hope all of you guys are having an incredible day. Joe and I are looking forward to Shredding Social as we do every Tuesday at noon Mountain Standard Time, 11 Pacific Time, 1 Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. I got them all right, Joe. Let's go.
That's amazing. Literally, there's a first time for everything.
That's the first time we've hit that.
Very proud of you.
Brother, how are you today?
Doing great, bro. This is the first day of sunshine in like 3 weeks here in California. So,
bro,
like, we're living life. We're loving life.
Yeah. I got 8 inches of snow in my house again this morning. Oh. Have you been watching my stories? In the last 48 hours, I've got like 2.5 feet of snow. And I'm like, I'm going to come hang out with you. You better expect me and my family, Joe. We're coming down. We're chilling in SoCal with you.
Come on down. It's actually not that warm, though. It's still only the 50. Like, we're having a wild – it is a wild winter for us and for you guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's wild like the mortgage market is today, right? Some days it's up, some days it's down. Overall, it's just very confusing.
It is very confusing. So speaking about that, I had a very interesting email come over to me this morning after a conversation I had. And this gentleman said, well, Josh, and he was trying to kind of be, I think he was trying to approach it in a very interesting way. Like, nah, paying for ads is way better than social media. Because his question was, Josh, shouldn't I just pay for a Super Bowl commercial ad versus actually posting content on social media? Joe, we got to have this discussion. Are Super Bowl ads better than posting on social media consistently?
Look, hey, it just depends, right? Are you a mega brand company that does all consumer direct loans that wants to target those specific people and you've got millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars to burn? Go for it. I would love nothing more to see your creative ad. Maybe you can use my friend's advertising agency, Deutsche LA. Like, that would be awesome, right?
You bet.
Do that. Now, are you an individual loan officer? Are you a small to medium-sized mortgage company, bank, or credit union? Like, and are you thinking about that for your loan officers and how to target local individuals who are in your sphere of influence, who are most likely to do business with you? Probably not the best move.
No. Plain and simple, like, you nailed it, Joe. I would say 99.9% of the entire mortgage, especially because budgets are thin. Let's just call it as it is. Even your big players, people who hate Rocket Mortgage, I would bet we see a Rocket Mortgage commercial that's been standard last couple of years.
Totally.
But unless you're playing in that caliber, like you just said, Joe, it is not effective. As a matter of fact, I would even like Rocket, if you listen to this, you could probably spend like your dollar spent on that ad commercial in the Super Bowl would be way, way more valuable to spread that across social media. Like, it would kill it. Think of the campaigns that you could run in targeted markets, that one social media. Plus, people aren't tuning in to like the Super Bowl to watch a mortgage ad. People just, Joe, you and I have talked about this so much. Like, they don't care, even if it's entertaining. They want to see the Doritos. They want to see the Budweisers. They want to see the Coca-Cola ads. Those are the crypto ones. I'll admit, there are a couple of crypto ones.
Oh, wow.
I'll
be really curious if there's any crypto ads in this Super Bowl. My guess would be no.
I was guessing no. Unless they have FTX's Sam Friedman behind bars, you know. I got a chance. But here's just the thing, Joe. For this question and why I was so excited to discuss it is no. Like you just said, for the minuscule percentage of mortgage companies that would ever be effective to run a Super Bowl commercial, all of you individual loan officers or even small branches, small companies, it is so much more effective to be consistent on social media. Plain and simple, bar none, end of discussion, especially when it comes to like using an like social coach, investing in a platform and a tool that's going to allow you and give you the content to be consistent. So plus, most people out there, they truly couldn't even handle a Super Bowl commercial. If they put it out there, the amount of response, like they wouldn't even be able to handle it. That's why getting started on social media, building that presence, building that brand is way, way more valuable to everybody listening today.
Yeah. And I think it just kind of goes back to the fundamentals of marketing, right? Just in general. Right. And I know that a lot of companies in general struggle with true marketing strategy and philosophy at the mortgage level. And it's not because you don't have great people. It's just like, this is just not a really industry. This is a standard industry that focuses heavily on personal relationships, right?
Yeah.
And so for decades, the way that we got mortgage loans was, hey, rubbing elbows with people and going to play golf and, you know, dropping donuts off at the realtor's office. And it's all very personal business. That's a really wonderful thing. So with personal businesses where that relationship really matters between your originator and your referral source, your originator and your consumer, right? Those are the types of relationships that really, really matter. 100%. And we're looking, and when we think about where are a lot of the brands, you brought up a lot of the brands that do Super Bowl ads, like Doritos, like Coca-Cola, right? These are consumer goods that are being propagated at those $1 million for a 15, 30 second slot, because they have a total addressable market of millions, hundreds of millions of people. And every little bottle of Coca-Cola that gets purchased is almost like a mental thing that happens, right? Is if you see it consistently, you're going to buy more Coca-Cola than you would with Pepsi. So when we think about consistency and we think about marketing strategy for a mortgage company and specifically regional, local organizations, and if you think that you're a national or worldwide organization, even if you are, for example, like you're not. And what it comes down to is each of your originators is operating a local business. And that business is the personal relationships that they have as driving business that sums up to your larger organization. So thinking locally, thinking about that marketing strategy of how do I get more personal? How do I spread my name, my face, my message, my brand leadership broader? It's at that local level. And the best way to do that today is via social media.
That's it. I mean, Joe, I couldn't have said it any better. That it literally is. People start thinking about, and the old ways of marketing, like you said, I think it's just lack of understanding. Super Bowl commercials have been around. They've been entertaining people for years and years and years. And when we think about it, if somebody offered us a chance to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to put out a Super Bowl ad. Like, again, it's just so overwhelming to put out relevant content that would actually intrigue that audience to click like apply now for a mortgage. It's just so like, it's so far-fetched. And we're not trying to like shatter people's hopes and dreams. If you want to post a Super Bowl ad, I hope you do and prove me wrong. I would love to see it. But what you just said, being hyper locally focused in your communities, Joe, that's what's going to help you build your business. That's what's going to help you build that reputation, those relationships. And truly, that's really what's most important to you anyway. Like those are the people.
And it's cheaper. It's so much less expensive. It's like these are free platforms that you can engage in to advertise literally for free. People are still doing paid ads, and paid ads, cool. Like, I love that. I think it's a great part of your overall strategy. But honestly, with the way privacy laws are today too, organic reach, building your own, following your own community of people that are interacting with you 100%. Is way more valuable and way more attainable than many people think. And it just takes consistency and a strong message.
Consistency and a strong message. We're going to end on, like, I want to end on that because that literally, we keep these short and sweet to the point, but that is it. Like, consistency is something that we all need to have more of. Having that message that is relatable to your community, that's helping them build that relationship with you. That's it. Go do it, guys. That's what Joe and I are here for, is to give you those little tidbits that are going to help you dominate and win within your local community. Joe, you're the man. Always love hanging out, man. And shredding social with you, my friend.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks,
all right, everyone. Guys.
Great talking with you.
Make sure we'll see you next week on Shredding Social. Right. Later.
See ya.